Morning, Carolina Panthers. They're an outstanding football team. They've lost two games by 6 points. Their defense has given up 36 points. Their offense has scored 30. Seattle scored 12 points on them. You all watched the game the other night, I'm sure. Their offensive team is sixth in rushing. They're fourth in the league on third down. They're doing an outstanding job of that. Over the past two seasons, they've had the most plays in the league over 20 yards. So they do have that capability as well. They do not beat themselves. They only had 7 penalties, 2 fumbles and an interception in their first 2 games. So they're a solid football team. They're obviously a very, very good defensive front and front 7. They've had some nicks in the secondary of late, and we'll have to see how that plays out in terms of who is available, who isn't. Their offensive team, of course, they hang their hat on rushing the ball. They do a great job of that. D'Angelo Williams is very powerful. Tolbert is very powerful. The quarterback, as you know, has the ability to run the ball. He has a very, very strong arm. They do a lot of things off of play action. And they have really improved their return game with Ted Ginn coming over in free agency. He's an outstanding returner, punt return, kickoff return. You see him in preseason with a 74-yarder. So they do have the ability to do that as well. Gano being an outstanding kicker, had a nice, I believe it was a 54-yard field goal in the preseason. So they're a well-balanced, well-structured team. I think they're a good team on special teams as well. They're battling and scrambling just like we are. But I certainly do recognize the fact that they are they're a good team. No questions? Good. I can get to practice.
Coach, with all these stats and whatnot, what has been their problem from what you can see? Why have they, struggled with their...
Well, they've had a couple of things happen. As some of the teams that are in that predicament have. The Seattle game, for example, they're driving. They fumble the ball inside the 10-yard line with a chance to take the lead, with a score to take the lead. The other day against Buffalo, Buffalo throws the ball down the middle of the field. It's intercepted, which would end the game. Whoop, wait a minute, defensive pass interference. Let's do that again. Down they come and score and win. So they've had a couple of things go against them, and I'm sure they're well aware of that. But as I said, not many. They haven't made a whole lot of mistakes. When they have, it's definitely hurt them. Their games have been very, very tight, very competitive, and so they've had chances to win, and in both games, I'm sure they would say that.
Now, what do you see from your linebackers? I know the rookie has had a big start, and just the whole group.
He's not a rookie anymore. Led the league in tackles a year ago. What do I see? I see 2 veteran players on the wings that are good football players, and Davis and Beeson, and Keach Lee, or however you say that name, is an outstanding football player in the middle, has an interception, had a bunch of tackles the other day, had 11 tackles the other day, good aggressive football player. Godfrey, as you know, just went on IR, and he was a real force in the secondary.
Tom, you've lived by the phrase balance since you've been here. Do you think that's still attainable for this team, or you think...
We're going to work towards it, for sure. And I believe it is. We've got a lot of work to do to get there, obviously. But it's something that we have to have. That's critical to the ability to be in position where we can at least hold the defense at bay in terms of what we're going to do. So it's very important. We've understood that. We've not had a lot of success, but it doesn't mean that means we really do have to put more emphasis into it.
Tom, a couple of your players in their radio interviews or on Monday, talked about not feeling like they haven't seen enough emotion, and I think I saw that from Mantrell and Justin. Do you agree with that? Where do you think that's coming from?
I like to see better play. I think there'll be plenty of emotion. I think, we practiced, as I said, the other day, Thursday last week was a very good practice for us. We'd all like to see that. I'd like to be able to say that as well. But the fact of the matter is we need to play better. I mean, we're in through three quarters of that game the other day. It's a very, very good football game. Finish the game. I'd rather talk about finishing and playing 4 quarters than I would about, needing more of this, needing more of that. I mean, I know the guys who said that are trying to encourage that on the sideline, and that's a good thing. And I'm all for that. I think that the number one thing we stand for is team. That would be a very good example of more people being involved in, you know, singleness of purpose, one team. So, yeah, I'd like to see us play better, too.
Tom, is the pass rush where you'd like it to be?
No, of course not. How could it be? We didn't sack the guy the other day. We're better than that. We're better than that. And when we do get there, we've got to get him in our grasp. We had two or three times the other day where we had the quarterback in our grasp and didn't quite get it done.
With that, Tom, you have any thoughts of maybe trying more to maybe jump start the pass rush since he played so well in the preseason?
That's a novel thought. Whoever's on our team is going to be in that position. Yeah. Let's have a good week of practice there. Let's make sure the kid is really ready to go, and then let's see what we can do about that.
Justin Tuck said it might just be a case of just maybe being a little bit more aggressive. Is that the best way to go after Cam Newton, do you think?
What case? I don't know. What's the question originally?
Is it better to be aggressive against Cam, or is it better to maybe just sit back and make sure that he doesn't get out of the pocket?
Well, you got issues with both, but you better close him in there and put pressure on him if you're going to be able to control the pass aspect of the game as well. I mean, you can't sit there and let him throw the ball.
Tom, you mentioned in describing Carolina, they don't beat themselves. To this point through two games, how much do you think your team has beaten itself?
Well, I don't think there's any question. Anytime you have turnovers like we've had it, I don't think anybody in the room over there would say any different. I mean, let's face it, we've played two very good football teams as well. But you can't have the field position, the lack of opportunity, even if it's something that hasn't been crippling in terms of the other guy taking advantage of it, it's kept us from being what we need to be.
So, Tom, am I right in kind of sensing that this week for you is about, like, a lot of just correcting football stuff, playing better football, as opposed to, like, needing to tell them we're 0-2, but it's not desperate? You know, is it more of like,
we got to get our football right. We got to get the football right. We got to stop hurting ourselves. We got to play as one, but we've got to finish the fourth quarter. We got to play four solid quarters. And yes, we do have to be, you know, focused and in tune on the sidelines and engaged on the sidelines and supportive of each other throughout the full four quarters. And all those things that go along with being a good teammate as well.
Tom, you talked after the last game about the fact that you've been here before as a football team, 0-2 to start the year. Do you talk about that during the week again? Do you go forward?
I don't think so. I mean, that statement was made and over and done with. This is a whole new season, a whole new year. Fortunately, we came out of the one you're talking about, but, you know, it's a... challenge for all of us to get this right now.
Tom, how would you characterize the mood of the team? You have a lot of young players on this team. How do you think?
Well, the young players are going to look to the older players. That's how it always works. You know, they don't know how to act. The first-year players don't know what's expected of them right now. They know it's not good, but they don't know exactly how. So they'll look to the older players, and the older players have got to give them good example.
From your experience, Tom, you've been doing this plenty of years, going into week three, can you fix a lot of football problems?
Yeah, sure you can.
Yeah.
We can fix a lot by hanging on the ball. A lot of what we can accomplish for ourselves would be to be able to, you know, take better care of the ball.
Tom, you have only two players on the injury report. Do you expect everyone else to go full?
Well, I don't think there's a bunch of guys that would say limited, but they're all going to practice. I hope it helps. I hope it pays off. This is what you're after. You'd like to be able to have a full menu every week. Now, is that possible? Well, maybe not. But let's not limit ourselves verbally. You know, this may be a week when, God willing, we have a good week of practice. You know, everyone stays on their feet. We don't get in any trouble out there with that regard, and perhaps that'll happen. Perhaps we'll have some good choices to make at the end of the week.
Is the running game a mentality that you have to develop yet?
Well, it's a mentality, but it's also a physicality. And you have to communicate well. You have to recognize in split seconds. You have to be physical enough to reject the fronts and the linebackers as they attack the line of scrimmage. You have to knock a hole in the defensive front. You have to break an arm tackle, which very few have we. So you have a lot of things. You got to block downfield. Your receivers got to get their faces in front of somebody downfield and push toward toward the opponent's goal line. You got a lot of things you have to do very, very well.
As you move forward with Eli, he kind of said almost like starting the season over statistically in his mind because it's just so many interceptions for him. As you move forward with him, is there anything like that, you know, that, like a reset or any mental thing for him in terms of sort of getting out of that interception prone?
Well, it's not going to be a start over because you can't. But let's just keep working at it. Let's keep working at it. Let's be smart. Let's understand. Let's think about those circumstances before they come up.
When you have a game like last Sunday, when the outcome is determined before the last few minutes, do you keep Eli in there as a message to the team that this team doesn't quit? Do you do it for situational reasons?
Trying to win. I mean, at one point, it was, 30-something to 23? Go score a touchdown. Score a touchdown. Make it 41-30. Get the onside kick. You're trying to win a game. I mean, there's no, I don't know. I don't know any other way. I don't know I don't know what you're asking. You want me to take them off the field? Here we go.
Tom, you ticked off a lot of things that are involved in running well. Is it a general breakdown in those things that you're seeing?
Well, you're at the games. I mean, 19 rushes for 23 yards. I hope we can do a little better than that.